This is a workshop between Carolyn and Ion talking about how to make the answer to cancer, and it's, you hear the expertise of Ion and all the different aspects of what you would do with a cancer treatment. There are parts I have to delete because it goes into patent stuff and stuff we're not allowed to put out there, but here goes.
It works. Now, isn't this delicious? Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it fabulous that sugar was the answer after all?
Oh, stop.
Okay, we didn't say blackstrap molasses. We said dextrose. It's okay, but it's fine. Guess a little Dixie crystals in there. Put it under your tongue sublingually. It might be a good day. Speaking of sublingual, you've got to be off nitroglycerin. The NitroQuick, the patches, the everything. You cannot have nitroglycerin in the mix.
Okay, what about watching chromosome 14 and see if that repairs?
We're not saying chromosome 14 is broken. We're saying that that's where you can infiltrate at the cellular level for this business that you've written a paper about to apply. So whether it is extended or whether it makes a ring really shouldn't make any difference at the end of the day.
We're saying it's not broken. We're saying that this is where you can infiltrate at the cellular level.
Yeah, because switch cells don't have a chromosome 14 in the polypeptide strand.
Well, all cells have it.
Well, there you go. Now, are all cells ringed or extended with the arms? Well, that's the variant. And we say either way, it shouldn't make any difference. That's where you pinpoint for eradication of what you're calling identified cancer cell or melanoma, malignancy.
You'll have to explain a little more. Are you agreeing with me that we watch chromosome 14 and see if it changes?
No. You're going to have all anomalies. You're going to have those arms wrap and split, and it's going to make a ring, and it's going to become like the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. You're going to see lots of different things, but none of that makes any difference. It's how what you call the cancer cells, whichever way it is that adjusts, you then can find the application to see the change to tell how it's doing. Not to mention, within a moon phase, the cancer will be gone. Completely can't find it, never was there.
You can find the application to see the change. What application?
The application of your lactated ring or
tumor. Oh, okay. You can find the application. So you're saying you can give the treatment and then see how it's doing.
Right. And then you can gauge the same way they can tell whether or not you've remissed or not. But this isn't no long, drawn-out sliding down the abyss to see. Mm-hmm. One moon phase is how long? From a new moon to a full... No.
Oh, 28 days.
No, it's the rotation. From a new moon to a full moon is about 14 or so days. So we're talking about 2 weeks. Sometimes it rolls a little bit off, so that's not exact, but it's pretty clear from the day of a new moon to the day of a full moon how much that is. And see, if you can come to that place, you're looking at the cellular structure. Well, every cell, cancer cell or regular cell, still got a chromosome 14. So therefore, any fluids of the body could be tested, and you can pick the one that's the least invasive.